Hello, and welcome to Fantastic Comic Fan. I am your host, R.T. Fleming, and it is my mission to help you find your next digital comic book pick from the golden age to now. I have been reading comic books for over 40 years, and have never lost my passion for comic books. It's something I try to pass on to old and new readers. It's Monday, April 15th, 2024, and this is episode 156 of the Fantastic Comic Fan Podcast. Today is something I haven't done in a long time. I'm talking comics with no guests. Now, don't get me wrong, I love having guests on. I've had tons of guests I'd like to bring back, and there's even some new guests I'd like to reach out to and have them on the show. But it's not time yet. I'd love to bring up into the show again, Ross Aitken. It's been many months since I teamed up with Ross from Stop Let's Team Up. He's by far my favorite guest and has been on the show more than any other guest. His opinions are well thought out and I've always liked what he brought to the show. Look through this Comic Bypass feed and you'll find shows where we talk about Jim Shooter, the Golden Age Captain Marvel, and even an artist I didn't even know about, Bob Brown. You also find a link in the show notes to his podcast, Stop Let's Team Up. Check it out. Like most podcasts, it's everywhere. I still have a few guests who I taped before things got a little wonky on my end. I hope to bring them to you soon. I guess with life and the podcast, I'm going back to the basics for now. Just finding some fantastic comic books to cover on the show. And yes, eventually I'll bring guests back on the show. Right now, I'm just not ready. And today I'm doing something still a little different. I'm covering current comics, specifically DC, but more on that in a minute. Now there are tons of fantastic places that cover current comics. And when I began to pack the podcast, I decided that was not my niche. The main exceptions, of course, is bringing on people from the show for their Kickstarters and indie projects. I always like to promote those projects. See, I believe there are fantastic reads from the Golden Age now, if read in the context of the times. No doubt Silver Age, DC, or even Marvel is going to read like the comic books you go and read at your comic book store. But they're still worth seeking out, and this podcast tries to help you find picks you might enjoy. Now obviously, DC's been through some upheavals over the years. Even now, everything in DC seems to get more negative press than positive. A while back when I heard there was yet another initiative, the Dawn of DC, I was a bit more skeptical. But lately, I've really been enjoying what DC is putting out. Even though DC is a major publisher, not everyone reads DC. DC events, reboots, and recons might even burn out some fans. I think it's your time to take a look at DC these days. You might be surprised. Okay, I'm dividing the show up in two parts. Last week I did a show where I asked some AI chatbots some very specific questions about comics. I wanted to see if I could stump them, and, well, go look at those podcast feed, check out that show. Got some surprising answers, it was really fun to put together. The problem with the show is too long. I try to keep most shows bite-sized, about 15 to 20 minutes long. Had I realized that show was so long, I would have divided it up, but it was too late when I was putting it together. So this week we have part one of DC, and soon we'll have part two of DC. Hope you check out the next episode when it comes out. If you're new to this podcast, thanks for checking it out. I hope you continue to sample the show. Please look at the show notes. Follow this podcast on social media and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. I want the podcast to continue to grow. And as I said, I want to introduce fans to a different way of discovering and reading fantastic comic books. Now into today's show. Hope you enjoy it. I stopped buying physical copies of my favorite comic books long ago. There's lots of reasons that I won't go into it with the podcast here, but I believe that digital and print comics should complement each other, not compete. You can go to digital and sample things and go out to your comic book shops, and digital allows you to explore characters in the silver and golden age that aren't easily accessible out there in comic book shops. Now, with DC, the subscription service I use is the DC Universe Infinite. And it's been rebranded and changed a little bit since it started, but I'm a charter member of it that goes back to 2018. Now, I try to stay positive in the podcast. Generally, if I can't see something good, why bother? One of the goals is to help you find fantastic comics to read and discover new creators you knew nothing about. Now, the subscription service comes in two flavors, but I'm going to talk about the best. It costs $120 a year, which breaks down to $10 a month. It's not that bad considering how much comic books cost out there. New comics that arrive on the app a month after they hit the comic book stores, which keeps me in the loop with the current buzz and events. Now, this app, like I said, has been chugging along since 2018. And they've done stuff and whatever. But a little over a year ago, they finally added a ton of comics. All the Vertigo, the Kid Lines, Black Label. Pretty much anything DC had was finally added. And every single trade that's available in a digital format is on the app. And if a new trade comes out, DC puts it on there. Those trades have made it fun to track down arcs I missed or want to reread again. I really enjoy having those collected editions. But the whole service is more treated as an afterthought by the higher-ups at DC. They have never utilized their extensive back catalog. For a while there, they were archiving missing issues, except they would start a run and then stop. About a year ago, they were on this big kick of filling in the gaps of the Silver Age Flash. And there's enough issues to read the first 15 years of The Flash straight. And then they stopped. There are huge holes all over the place. And for some unknown reason, DC has stopped adding older issues for it now. And the search engine basically gets crap. It's extremely difficult to find specific trades in certain comic books. I can't tell you how many times I went looking for a specific trade and had to keep changing the rating around to find that one particular edition. Or I'll go along, and something I didn't even know was in the archive is there. Another quirk is that they don't strip out the single issues of trade. If Marvel puts out a new trade and those issues aren't on their Unlimited apps, Marvel Unlimited app, they get stripped out and put it in. I found some really cool Bronze Age Phantom Strange issues tucked away in the app a while back. And it was buried in some trade that I wouldn't even have known if I just wasn't looking around. I enjoy the series, but it's dumbfounding why DC won't pull those issues out of the darn trade and just put them under the Phantom Stranger series. Over time, I have gotten used to the quickness of the app and find its bizarreness almost a little charming. I do find a lot of value in the service and constantly finding new things to read. It is definitely money well spent. I stated in past shows that I wasn't a big fan of Dark Crisis. It didn't click with me. But out of it did come the dawn of DC, the most significant and soft reboot since Rebirth. To me, Dawn is what Rebirth should have been all about. Embracing the best of DC and stop ignoring concepts and characters that made DC, well, DC. It seemed as if the Dawn is what the brief Infinite Frontier should have been all along. Now I'm putting together and taping the show in parts, and I found it interesting that I chose to cover of all the fantastic stuff coming out of DC, that I'm going to talk about the Superman mythos first. It didn't dawn, actually, no pun intended, I mean how much I was enjoying the new emphasis on things Superman and making even the wonky things work. Partly, I think it had to do with that crazy app and hiding the latest releases. That app is so crazy. There were so many releases that just didn't show up for weeks and I had to go digging around the app like a crazed comic book geek, rummaging through a quarter box trying to find that one comic book. And I found several months of Superman comic books that I didn't know come out. It didn't occur to me that there were a lot of new comics floating around the app. Hey, I'm con $12 a day, 4 days a week on a day job. It doesn't leave a lot of free time during the week when I get home. By reading multiple issues of the Superman comics, I was able to read and complete arcs in a short time. I was basically binge reading because it took me back to my childhood. See, back in the 1970s, DC launched a dollar line of comics. There were 80 pages of new stories. Quite a treat when most comics back then were around 17 pages. And one of the first dollar comics was the Superman Family. And that's where I started to enjoy my lifelong enjoyment of Superman and the Family. At one time, it was Superman, not Batman, who had the big extended family. Sure, Batman had a few things throughout, but it was Superman back in the Bronze and Silver Age that was used more. In recent years, as the Batman family grew to sometimes feel like half of Gotham, the Superman family languished. And since the Dawn, there's been some new life into the Superman family that I'm happy about. Last summer, the Action Comics annual had a really cool concept cover with all the supes just flying off. And I'm like, oh, that's what the Superman family is so much supposed to be like. And they got so many great things, not just the main Superman family, but with the supporting characters. Now, characters have been around for decades. It's often hard to find new things to do for them. DC's doing it. Perry, running for mayor, pretty good. Sounds like a great idea. Breathes new life into it. Lex Luthor's always tossed around being good, being bad. This time around, I like what they're doing with Lex Luthor. It kind of seems fresh and original, especially over the last few years when he took that really dark turn. Then there's things like Connor Kent, Power Girl, John Kent, the recently adopted twins who all work in nicely. And it's nice to see the Asian Superman hanging around with the Superman family in Metropolis. I like that Lois runs the Daily Planet, gives new life to her, but also Clark. And recently, I forget what issue, Clark gave her the perfect new nickname, Metropolis. That is so cool. Marriage and comics always work if done right. Years ago, during the New 52, they totally erased the marriage of Lois and Clark. I think Lois and Clark is probably the best couple in comic books right now. And I noticed the Superman titles digging around deep into the mythos and also expanding beyond the greater DC mythos. And some surprising original story arcs that work and not done like a stunt or to get a quick buzz. One thing I noticed in the Superman books, but really across the whole line, is that the footnotes are back, referring to past events. I remember a time when comics were chock full of little notes, and yes, I would often go back and read the comic that I referenced. You know, it was kind of fun to see Clark go back to the old West and hook up with some seldom seen Western characters. They even had a long missing Superman baddie called Terra Man. Now looking back, he was kind of hokey, but as a kid, he was just fun reading. They had a nice explanation of where Terra Man had been all these years. I like all the various references to the types of kryptonite in the one issue. At one time, it almost seemed there was an endless supply of types of kryptonite. You have things like the United Planets floating around. At one point, there's some reference to Ra's al Ghul, which is rare in a Superman comic book. There was a nice Superman supernatural arc with John Constantine, and they had a nice touch when it was pretty cool to see Supes light Constantine's cigarette with his heart. It was his heat vision. It's nice to see DC figure out ways to embrace a character's quirky history. Like Power Girl. Power Girl's been messed up since Crisis and they've never quite figured her out. Or they seem to be embracing some of the missteps with Connor Kent, possibly John Kent. I like what they're doing with both those characters. DC has a history of banishing characters and comics that they can't figure out what to do with. The big example would be the JSA, which I'll talk about in one of these two DC shows. If you haven't checked out the Superman titles in a while, you should. The recently completed Jason Aaron of Bizarro, very well done. If you haven't checked out anything Superman in a while, go check it out. Well, that's it for today's podcast. Again, I would love to hear from you, a fantastic comic fan, at gmail.com. Remember, new episodes every Wednesday. Thanks so much for listening to this episode, and I hope to see you next time.